Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here at the Joe Messina Show. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I know I say that all the time, and some of you, you know, nobody can be experts. Well, yeah, okay, I'm not asking you to be an expert. I'm simply asking you to get informed. I'm simply asking you to figure out that, you know, there are places you can go to trust the information you get. You can give that to other people. I won't say massage it, but you can at least get the information you need and get it to people that'll help. It really isn't that hard. And a lot of times, you know, we've gotten so lazy that if we can't find it right there in that little black thing we have in our hand, we're not interested. Right? We don't want to do the work it takes. Come on, be honest about it. And if you're honest about it to yourself, then you'll be able to deal with it later on. It's not the end of the world, like I always say. You'll be able to find ways around it. I know I say this a lot, and I do it for a reason. It's like I always say with the Jim Crow laws. They were put in place to keep the black people down. Because they knew that if they kept them dumb, if they kept them uneducated, they wouldn't be able to figure out how to get out of the situation they were in. 855, got something to say? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time I spend with you and the time you spend with me and the nice emails that you write and some of the not-so-nice emails that you write. And I'm okay with it. I get it. All right, serious conversation for a second, right? Let's be clear on what we're witnessing, what we're seeing. You know, these are terrorists. These aren't freedom fighters. Right? Can we just be, well, why are you here fighting for freedom? Go over there and fight for the freedom, because that's where it is. That's where what's happening. Right? Hamas, a pro-Palestinian riot is, and the U.S., they're taking over our campuses. How is that freedom for the people of Gaza? How does that work? You think these colleges divesting themselves from Israel is really going to make that much of a difference? Come on, let this sink in for a little bit here. Hamas and the pro-Palestinian, they both target civilians with violence. You threaten people, you're threatening people politically on these campuses. Right, the difference between a freedom fighter and a terrorist is victory. Let that sink in for a second. Think of all the, right, what was the Castro brothers. They were freedom fighters. Remember that? And then anybody at all that said anything negative about them after they freed Cuba was killed. Yeah, sounds like a real freedom fighter to me, right? little freedom scenario that he was setting up there. And the idea being that the victor gets to write the history, they can convert terrorism to heroes. Right? It just, we bought into this for years and years and years. And one of the problems with one of the many problems with terrorism is that it lacks one single universally accepted definition. One. Right? In the U.S., various federal agencies, intelligence agencies, law enforcement, state, city governments, what have you, they all operate on differing definitions of terrorism on global level. Right? Foreign countries, international organizations, they also have different meanings or definitions of terrorism. Survival, the academic consensus, what they believe terrorism to be is one of the most, I guess it's the most widely accepted. Right? When you read, terrorism involves the use of violence or the threat of violence against civilians or non-combatants. The goal of this violence is one, to achieve victory. You'll alter policies or social policies. You'll get what you want by violence, by fear tactics. Right? I mean, look, the 9/11 terrorists, they didn't wear uniforms. They were technically non-state actors, right? And they targeted civilians. They targeted our citizens in most cases. So the citizens that they targeted, right? They couldn't make a political. Think about it. Those people they went after to kill. They knew what they were doing. They went after the Twin Towers because the Twin Towers was a site of financial freedom and liberty and power. It was totally to just clip your wings, so to speak, right? To demoralize you. I mean, look at all these actors on TV at the time. I don't know why we should go on. Look at this. Look at what's happening. I can't believe all these people died. And then it went from that to the people on the far left blaming us for what happened. Isn't that great? Talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Bacita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do. I enjoy the time that you're in the chat room, you're commenting on issues and things of the day. Got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to kids up on. Especially this week was crazy. Really crazy, right? And as I was saying a few minutes ago, you know, we're not, these aren't protests. These aren't rallies on these college campuses. You know, this is out and out terrorism. I read you the story about the young black man that they were accosting on campus. They didn't want him there. Okay, I mean, it goes against, totally against what they're saying when they say that, you know, America's racist, America's this, America's that. Again, not seeing the truth of what's happening. People just aren't getting it. And now we got more students. I mean, this is, you're talking about a fight going to happen. Got more and more students that are standing up, you know, to the anti-Israel protesters. Somebody's going to get hurt. I don't want them to, but somebody is going to get hurt. They're not going to tolerate this. They're going to tolerate communist flag, Palestinian flags, terrorist flags being flown on college American campuses. You know, the campuses are for a free flow of thought and ideas and discussion. But you're protected by American dollars, American soldiers, American police. You're on sovereign American soil. And that's, for some reason, you don't seem to get that either. I mean, are kids that we're sending to these places that dull they can't figure it out? Or are the parents behind them not being able to explain it to them? Or is this a plan by the professors at the colleges to send them in that direction? To have them totally confused about who they actually are. Right? I mean, you look at what happened again. I started talking about it earlier. 9/11. Well, who did they terrorize? They didn't terrorize the military. They knew better. They went after regular citizens who had nothing to do with anything. And they figured by scaring the crud out of the Americans, out of the average citizen, they would vote differently to make sure that this doesn't happen again. On October 7th, Hamas attacked in Israel. Right? They exclusively targeted civilians. Why? Because they're cowards. Walk into a military camp and do it. Those kids were bothering nobody. They were celebrating. They were dancing. They bothered nobody. But this hasn't changed in thousands of years, people. This has been this kind of fight between Israel and many in the Islamic world, if you would. It's biblical. But I just find this amazing. And when you talk about terrorism as a whole, if they really have a fight, a really argument with us, why not go after our military? I'm not saying I want to put our military in harm's way, but at least they can fight. They've got what they need. Right? I mean, it doesn't take many to die in a situation to scare the crud out of other people. Now, while some may claim that Hamas are freedom fighters because they want Gaza to be independent, they qualify as terrorists because of the methods they use. Right? This isn't something the whole world wants, if you would. Go look at the history of Israel. And that's the thing, they don't know, they have no clue of the history of Israel. And it really is too bad to a big degree, because if they understood it, maybe they'd have less of this going on and more conversation, don't you think? What a surprise, what a shock. Can't expect that, can we? 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time, right? That you're with me, that you spend with us. And this is because we haven't taught our kids properly. This is because they don't have the information they need. At least that's how I see it. And these protesters are supporting terrorism. They don't know it, but they are. And maybe they do. I don't know. You talk about the universities that they're on. They're threatening, they're intimidating Jewish students. Kids that are just going to school to get educated. Calling death to Jews, death to America. Oh, yeah, that's a protest. There you go. Protest. Stop the war. Right? Protest. You know, stop animal testing for cosmetics. You know, protest. Stop injecting our foods with A, B, and C. I mean, those are protests. And many of those people, those protests, know why they're doing what they're doing, have a really solid feel for it. So again, you know, under U.S. law, it's illegal to provide material support to terrorists. Consequently, anyone funding these protests should be held accountable. The professor seen linking arms to prevent the police from entering the campus and arresting the protesters should be charged with obstruction of justice. They won't be. You know they won't. Right? Come on, think it through. Have you seen it yet? No, because they're educators. And many are on the same side as them. It's just wrong. We need to push back. You need to fight back. No more waiting. No more thinking the government will do the right thing, because they haven't done it yet, have they? It's not going to change. The Arizona Supreme Court today, or actually should say yesterday, they overruled sanctions and the attorney fees against the Arizona GOP for questioning the 2020 election. This is the Arizona Supreme Court now. In a unanimous ruling, the court ruled on Thursday that the Maricopa County Superior Court and Arizona Court of Appeals wrongfully sanctioned the Arizona Republican Party in awarding attorney's fees against them over a lawsuit challenging Maricopa County's post-election hand count audit procedures. The court went on to say that we hold that the attorney fees awarded for improper were improper because petitioner's claim was not groundless, thus obviating any need for determining whether the claim was made in absence of good faith. Now, during the times of social and political contention and strife, we must be mindful that our courts provide a means of resolving such conflicts. These are conflicts that are legitimately presented. There was a legitimate questioning of how the votes were counted and handled. By sanctioning parties and their lawyers for bringing debatable long-shot complaints, you risk a chilling legal advocacy. Citizens won't have the money. They'll be afraid to do it. And the rule of law will just fizzle away. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. During Donald Trump's hush money trial Friday, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." Suburban Houston areas are facing mandatory evacuations due to rising flood waters from the San Jacinto River. With over 9 inches of rain already fallen, the river is running 20 feet above its normal level. Mexican authorities are interrogating a group of individuals regarding the disappearance of three Americans and Australians. They discovered a vehicle, tents, and a cell phone during a search at the location where the men were last sighted. The Baja California Prosecutor's Office reported that one American and two Australian brothers were declared missing April 29th while on a surfing and camping trip. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that, again, by engaging. Take the time. I always say the same thing to you guys. Figure out what it is you want to do. I mean, figure out what it is that gets you excited. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not just talking about, you know, life in general, but education, water, city issues, you know, things like that. Right? Once you figure that out, then get involved locally. Make a difference. Make a change in your community. Don't just sit there and wish. Wishing never changed nothing. Okay? It's that simple. So figure out a way you can help. It's not always just giving them money. It's not always going to meetings. I don't know. Maybe they need somebody to put stamps on envelopes. I have no idea. But that's where you take the time, you get involved, and you figure out what you can do. Remember, a lot of these people, you just simply ask, look, I can't do this, this, and this, but I'm more than happy. Right? I'm more than happy to, I don't know, send out postcards. Any of those things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's what I mean when I say get involved, get engaged, get informed. Really not hard. Well, I don't think it's hard anyway. Anyway, I was talking about how the Arizona Supreme Court overruled sanctions and attorney fees against the Arizona GOP for questioning an election. I mean, how to squelch freedom of speech, how to squelch questions about what went on, right? And these guys just wanted to know, and they couldn't get the information. They're going, wait a minute, the way the votes were counted, the way they were counted by hand, where they were stopped, why was it destroyed after they were told not to destroy it? Right? And they took samples from the different voting centers. So they wanted more information. Basically, the state wouldn't give it to them or couldn't give it to them because they had already destroyed whatever. They have a right to question that. They don't have a right to be punished for questioning it. They had real reasons why they would want to question it, right? This is why so many people are afraid to step forward. They can't afford the hit, financially or any otherwise. All right. Jack Smith's at it again. Or I shouldn't say that. I should say we're finding out what he was up to and when. So you just saw that there were a bunch of documents that were just unsealed by the judge. And it shows even more and more that, you know, Biden's DOJ set Trump up for this situation or in this area. The unsealed motion revealed Jack Smith's top prosecutor, Jay Bratt. He met with a top Biden aide in September of 2021 before any classified documents were even discovered at Mar-a-Lago. Bratt met with an aide to Biden's White House chief of staff, Ron Klain. Now, Julie Kelly stated that Jay Bratt, who led investigation into classified docs, then moved to Jack Smith's team after he was appointed. So here's a guy that worked for Biden, that knew what was going on, understood what was about to take place, and he moved over to Jack Smith's team. So he had a direct line to people there at the White House. I mean, seriously, can we think a little bit like them now? What's it going to take to nail this guy? Judge Aileen Cannon unsealed the records in Jack's classified docs case. Right? The DOJ and approves that Biden's White House and the DOJ were coordinating with the National Archives General Counsel, Gary Stern. Now, again, the day before Jack indicted Trump in this particular classified document case, NARA General Counsel Gary Stern was at Biden's White House and met with Joe Biden's White House lawyer. Why would you do that? You're about ready to do this. Why would you meet with Joe Biden's lawyer? And NARA's general counsel, Gary Stern, was working with Biden's White House. So there was an incestuous relationship here was there. Now, furthermore, according to the unsealed documents, an unidentified witness told DOJ prosecutors, Michael Thacker, that after the Trump administration ended, the General Services Administration, GSA, stored 6 pallets of boxes in Virginia. Now, they eventually contacted Trump's team and told them, pick these up. Get them out of here. So if they were so worried about getting them, if the National Archives, why didn't they just go pick them up? These were the boxes that ended up having documents with classified markings on them. The boxes were dumped outside of D.C. in Virginia, and then ended up in Mar-a-Lago. So, you know, it wasn't like Trump snuck them out of the house, put them in the back of the, you know, Secret Service van, and brought them down to Mar-a-Lago. It didn't work that way. Right? And then Trump goes after Jack Smith and Truth Social after seeing this and go, you know, look, even I'm right again. You know, Jack Smith is a sick psycho. If this stuff is true, it shows you what hate does to people. And I'm not saying it isn't true. I believe it is true. But I'm just saying, once it's proven to be true, think of what this says. Think of what this means. So, you know, I wouldn't stop putting pressure on this guy because Jack Smith looks like the kind of guy that only takes so much before he actually pops. And that's what you need to get him to do. You need to get him to pop. When Trump came to the podium, he says, hey, you probably saw last night that Jack Smith got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. It was released late last night. And in a big story, Trump said the documents case is a hoax. It was created by them for election interference purposes. He went on to say the whole thing is a hoax. All of them are hoaxes. And so far, all of them have been. All of them have been a direct attempt to take down Trump. Not to have justice served, but to actually take down Trump. It's amazing to me. I mean, again, we are now living in a third world nation, a third world country. When this kind of thing can happen, without question, we're living in a third world country. 855, I never thought I'd see it. My dad, who I would imagine you already know is older than I am, he's never seen it either. Bothers him to no end to see these kind of things happening. And some of our veterans that I've talked to, they're not even Republican or necessarily conservative veterans. They're concerned about it. They hate Trump, some of them. They want to get rid of Trump, some of them. But they want to do it the right way. They want him taken down for real reasons. You realize that when they lose these cases, when these cases fall apart, even if they catch him red-handed doing something wrong, nobody's going to believe them. You know, like the little boy who cried wolf, right? This is how bad it's getting. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. The Starbucks is reaping its rewards, you know? Truly. It's running out of Americans to drink its expensive coffee. Yeah, more and more people are turning away from them for a lot of reasons. Now, I realize a lot of you still want your, what is it, pumpkin spice latte something something. The beverage, actually, Starbucks tested in China recently, sounds over the top, but desperate times, they say, calls for desperate measures, and the company needs any edge they can get in this market. They try to introduce all kinds of different coffees from different cultures. Because Americans aren't spending the money they used to spend at Starbucks. All right, part of that's the economy. Wake up. Right? Starbucks has been in a juggernaut, expanding from 165 stores when it went public in 1992 to a company worth nearly $150 billion. But it stumbled really, I mean, twice in history, it really kind of shot itself in the foot. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Pesci, your host, wrapping up the stories of the week. We'll be right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROTH-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know, Jerry Nadler went off on yesterday on bringing up Soros all the time, and he's a Jew, and he's anti-Semitic, and yada, yada, yada. I'm going to play you 2 minutes of an interview that George Soros did back in the 60s, I guess it was, and about his commitment to the Jewish people. Take a listen.
Korean Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events. One is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
this.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection. But it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go. I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... well, actually, funny way, it's just like in Mark.
There's a full interview you can watch of his. Make sure you bring a puke bucket with you, because you're going to need it. A very sick man. Knowing he was leading those people to the death camps, knowing what he was doing, he didn't care. And that's the scariest part about it. These people don't care. They know what's going down. They know what it's going to cost you. They don't care. Now, understand that Hamas wants Israel gone. And they don't want just the country gone. They want every Jew on the planet gone. And if you think what they've done with them, they're going to stop with them. You're out of your mind. Because remember, we're infidels too. There's no difference. 855-RUALJOE. 855-732-5563. And that's why people, you really need to pay attention to what's going on around you. You need to see where you can make a difference, help out. Now, on a positive side, positive note. Somebody loves when I do a positive moment. Right? You're seeing these schools are being crippled by what's going on, right? Many have opted for this broad path that leads to destruction. Right? Recent pro-Palestinian demonstrations fueled strong anti-Semitic sentiments that have erupted on various Ivy League campuses, creating a hostile environment. Remember, go back, take a look. Go back to 1938. Right? And look at what was going on. But you're seeing a bit of change. Right? In stark contrast, you got our serene scene unfolding, I think it was Wednesday, at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, where students congregated indoors and outdoors to worship God, to worship Jesus. They engage in the teachings of the Word of God, not destruction. And what's really funny is I hear people on the left always say, if you worship a God that believes in slavery and killing people and all this stuff, then you worship the wrong God. But yet, what are they doing with Hamas? What are they doing with the Palestinians? They're embracing their belief system, wiping out the Jews. Is it a mental illness? What is it? Now, the Liberty Office of Communications Public Engagement, they were really excited about what they saw happening at the end of the semester in the campus community. It's a weekly event that's centered around Bible teaching and worship. That's all it's about, once a week. Now, they're readings from the Apostle John. They're readings from the Bible that teach about love and compassion and understanding. Remember, love and compassion, we've got a really sick sense of what love really is. Love is not doing whatever you want to do. Love is not allowing your children, your whoever, to do whatever they want to do. Especially with your kids. Love is looking at them going, sorry, not going to let you do that to hurt yourself. Right? Not going to let you do that to ruin your life. Chancellor Jonathan Falwell acknowledged the contrast atmospheres of worship and protests unfolding on all the campuses. the school is only dedicated to one thing, teaching these kids, educating these kids, and helping to glorify God in what they're doing. And every single day, he's teaching them to make a choice. Every single day, that school is teaching them what the true focus ought to be. Right? Not that hard. Not brain. Look at it. It's not brain surgery. They've got inspiring music. They have inspiring stories. They have challenging teachings. Teachings that about real life. Not about hate. Not about wiping out a group of people. You will never find any true Christian organizations, right, that will tell you to go kill people. You won't find it. Doesn't exist. And some of you will say, well, yeah, but it tells you not to deal with these people or talk to these people or hang with these people. Yeah, right. Doesn't tell us to hang people. Doesn't tell us to kill people. Now you got a situation with Jewish students. Yeah, they're being terrorized on these campuses. They have no business being terrorized. They have no business being terrorized, period. You have Yale University. An outbreak of violence against Jews. Why? You know, it makes absolutely no sense. There's also been much alleged mistreatment. The Department of Education... You know, this is really funny. The Department of Education is going after Catholic Christian universities. It's very obvious. They're going after Liberty and a few others. They don't have any real reasons to do it. They're talking about discrimination. I know what discrimination they're talking about. They discriminate against the LGBTQ community, but not in a hateful way. The scripture is very specific. And it's a private school. They are allowed to adhere to their biblical principles. If you don't like it, don't go there. Not like there aren't other colleges you can go to. Again, like I said, just really never stops. Now, interestingly enough, what people don't realize, again, not knowing your history and that whole thing, Ivy League institutions all across this country has their historical roots in Christianity. It was started by pastors, preachers, theologians. Harvard was a divinity school. Right? But because we don't teach these kids anything, we don't teach them the truth, nothing's ever going to change. All right. Before we go tonight, before we go for the weekend, you know, there's been a team supporting this show for about 6 or 7 years. They're behind the scenes, just like you see shows on TV. You never see the cameraman, right? And in radio, you have board operators, you have technicians, people to keep the websites up. All that stuff is happening. I don't do it. If I did it, you wouldn't be able to find anything. You wouldn't be able to hear anything, actually. And that team is moving on. But, you know, many of us don't mention them. We don't talk about them the whole time. But I want to thank Ted Anderson, the owner of Genesis Communication Network, and the team there at Genesis for all the great work they've done to cover up my mistakes, my miscues, when I don't hit the buttons right in the whole nine yards. They are much appreciated. They will be much missed. We'll still be here on Monday. Just got a different team moving in, but it's been great and an honor working with them all those years. So, you've been listening to the Joe Mazzetta Show here. I'll be back Monday. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. Stay safe over the weekend. Maybe you shouldn't visit any colleges. You know what I'm saying? We'll catch you on Monday.